Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. The Cochrane Review of Drug Therapy for Hypertension in the Elderly was originally published in 1998 by Cindy Mulroe and colleagues. It's been updated this year by a team in Canada, led by Vijaya Musini. She, Jim Wright, and Ken Bassett describe their findings in this podcast. Here's Jim.
Hypertension, or elevated blood pressure, is defined as systolic blood pressure of 140 millimeters of mercury or more, or a diastolic blood pressure of 90 millimeters of mercury or more. It increases as people get older, and most rapidly above the age of 60. Isolated systolic hypertension occurs more commonly in older people.
Most of the early trials for treating high blood pressure were done in lower-risk people under the age of 60. Before the mid-1980s, systolic hypertension was regarded as a natural feature of aging, with some doctors fearing that lowering blood pressure in this age group might actually cause harm. With that caution in mind, this review seeks to quantify the effects of antihypertensive drugs compared with placebo on or no treatment on overall mortality, cardiovascular mortality and morbidity, and withdrawal due to adverse effects. To do so, it uses data from randomized trials of at least 1 year duration.
In updating the review, we have added two new trials and excluded two that were included earlier but are not eligible. This update has allowed us to provide new information for the very elderly subgroup of patients who are 80 years or older. This subgroup analysis showed a reduction in cardiovascular mortality and morbidity, but no detectable difference for deaths from all causes.
There are 15 trials and just over 24,000 people with moderate to severe hypertension in the review. These trials evaluated mostly first-line thiazide diuretic therapy and lasted on average between 4 and 5 years. During that time, for every 1,000 participants treated, the number of deaths was significantly lower among those given therapy, 104 compared to 116 in the control group. Cardiovascular mortality and morbidity was also lower, 149 compared to 106 in the control group. In the three trials restricted to persons with isolated systolic hypertension, the benefit was similar. And in patients 80 years or older, the reduction in total cardiovascular mortality and morbidity was similar to those aged 60 to 79, but there was no reduction in total mortality. Withdrawal due to adverse effects was significantly increased with treatment, with 111 in every 1,000 participants stopping treatment compared to 65 per 1,000 who stopped taking the placebo medication.
In conclusion, antihypertensive drug therapy, which was mostly first-line thiazide diuretics in the trials, reduced cardiovascular mortality and morbidity over an average duration of 4.5 years. All-cause mortality was reduced in persons 60 to 80 years of age, but not in those over 80 years. We concluded that the best approach for patients over 80 would be a first-line thiazide followed by an ACE inhibitor in low doses.
Information on the different treatments that were tested in the various trials and more details about their effects can be found in the updated Cochrane Review at www.thecochranelibrary.com.